This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can give me your email address. That would be really nice, wouldn't it? Give me your email address. And I send out a newsletter once a week. You can find out what's going on the show, the topics we'll be discussing, things we have up for sale, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. I also, if you want notification by text, simply text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. So I'm going to do my best here to try to do some of these videos. And we did a whole bunch of ads. I mean, we did a whole bunch of interviews at CPAC, and some that I'm afraid you guys won't see. So I'm going to play some of them for you tonight. And we're going to start off with John Miller. Now, he's a White House correspondent for the Blaze TV. And he got some, if you get a chance after this show, if you get a chance, go check out some of his videos. Got some great videos out there that I think you'll appreciate. Let's see if I get this. It would be nice if I get this thing working the first time, wouldn't it? Okay, looks like any second now. Always fun. God bless America. Anyway, 855, while we're waiting for this to start, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And, you know what helps? Helps when you turn the sound on. What do you think? Right.
Well, you get right to the point, and you deal with these issues. How long have you been doing this?
About almost 2 years now. I was doing production before, so you know, just learning the video medium, which is a very different medium. And you know, there's a visual component, and so there's a lot of people think you just go in front of and rant in front of a camera. You know, you have to find. It's not that easy.
No.
We make it look easier than it is, but you know, it's, and especially we try to do 8 to 10 minute clips.
Oh, yeah.
Still points down to, you know, the very essence of it. So
now you're obviously younger than I am.
A little bit.
Let's just be honest. A lot younger. You know, it's funny because I help other hosts get started. I help them set up, and they always say the same thing. You guys make it look so easy, right? And they're having trouble. They go, look, it takes a while. It takes a while if you get the rhythm and figure out what you want to do. But you're in a different world than I am from a standpoint. The young people, I was just talking to somebody about this. 9 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold them for an hour, really. They're not
no.
going to hang out.
You do not have an hour. You do not have an hour. You have 3 seconds, actually. You know, I do social media. If you don't have them in 3 minutes, I'm not kidding. I'm not making that number up. If you don't have them in the first 3 seconds, you know, you don't. They move on to something else. They scroll on to something else. So you have to capture everyone. You know, my parents, you know, watching, they're just like, well, why do you have to come out so hard at the beginning? If you don't have them in the first 3 seconds,
yeah,
you lose them.
Yeah, that's, in the web world, commercial web designers will say the same thing. I've got 4 seconds. If they don't know what we're selling in 4 seconds, they're gone. they're off to the next thing, which is, and it's so true. And it's the same thing now. I again, I don't want to sound like I'm picking on millennials, but if you don't spark their interest and grab them right away, they're done.
Yep.
They're moving on next.
And they have no attention span either. So yeah, you have your 10-minute video. So, you know, I would love to go on and I would love to expound on things and I would love to have an hour. But unfortunately, in today's social era,
no,
you just don't have that luxury.
No. And when you're on terrestrial, when we're doing what we're doing, we have to fill that hour. And I can't reach. I shouldn't say that. I'm sure there's young people listening. I got some young demographic. But most of mine are between, you know, 35 and 55 years old.
Yeah.
And they're not interested in the quick little bit. They want to get into details. Tell me what's mm-hmm. going on. But I think I still think you do a really good job, even in your 9 minutes, 10, 12 minutes, whatever it is, in getting the detail out there or what have you. So give me some more information. I mean, the White House correspondent for Blaze TV, you've been in at the White House, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, this is probably one of the first presidents that really has allowed the regular media in. You know, usually you had to be what? CNN, ABC, DEG.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the dirty little secret that people don't know.
Yeah.
There's the White House, which has been great for smaller outlets with Blaze TV, smaller outlets letting them in and giving them access. But the people who really control the White House press is the White House Correspondents Association, WHCA.
Okay.
And they are still a very left-leaning club.
No, I wouldn't
imagine that. Yeah, and they are the ones who control who gets seated where, who has, you know, who has access to the pool. So, you know, you still have CNN, NBC, ABC, New York Times, Washington Post. They're all still in the front row, and the left-leaning White House Correspondents Association. They're still controlling a lot of who has access to the White House. So, you know, we kind of made the first crack, but we're still trying to get in and still trying to get more access.
All right, so let's go to the one that everybody loves to use, which is race, okay? How can you be a black man and be conservative? How does that work out? You know what I mean? I say that because, you know, I got a lot of great friends. Kevin Jackson and I talk about it. We fun about it all the time, and it's really funny because you're a great correspondent, okay, and yet the left will put you down. They'll discount you as being brainwashed by us because there's no way you could be a conservative.
Oh, they'll do more than that. They call you the most racist names in the book. All of a sudden, their racism card, you know, it's completely okay to use racist terms. I mean, the names that I get called from, you know, and it's not just black liberals. You know, white liberals, too, are calling me, you know, names that I didn't know were acceptable since, you know, the 60s. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to grow up in a household. My family was not political. My dad is a musician. You know, we just weren't, you know, we just didn't talk about politics a lot. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to form my own opinions. And you know, I said, you know, what do I want to do? I started getting interested in politics. And conservatism is just naturally what spoke to me. And I think conservatism speaks to most individuals, most people who aren't brainwashed. I mean, in what world does it make sense to have government in charge of everything you do? And I mean, in what ideology does it make sense to say, oh, you know, if I want to do something, you know, I'm going to rely on government to do it? I mean, if you are, you believe in freedom, you believe in individualism, you believe in morality, you believe in responsibility, those are, you know, pretty much, if you're raised correctly, something that everyone believes in. And so conservatism I just naturally fell into.
You know, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with John Miller from White House correspondent for Blaze TV and CPAC, well, not live, recorded now. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, before I get back to the video, the interviews from CPAC, these boneheads in Congress are doing it again. They're going to try to block President Trump's emergency declaration at the border, and I don't get it. You know, he's right. He was so right. He doesn't have the people he needs to get the job done. And if he fails, I'm going to say it, it's our fault because we haven't got him who he needs to win. All right, back to it. These are excerpts or from my interviews over at CPAC. John Milwitt, the White House correspondent for Blaze TV. Great, great, great guy.
Funny how the young people, they want to get out from underneath their parents, right? They want to get out from underneath the control. They don't
supposedly
want to be controlled, and then they jump, what, right into the government control.
Right, right, right.
You need to stop controlling my life. I'm gonna let the government do that.
Right, exactly. And I think that if more people just conservatism has a branding problem.
Yeah,
if more people just understood, it is. And if more people understood what we're about, I think that it would be much more popular. I can't understand, especially, and kids who want to believe in freedom, 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 how government control and suppression is attractive to them. I don't get it.
No, I don't either. Nori, let's go to socialism, because that's a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah, and
because a lot of millennials, a lot of young people, I don't know if they believe in it. They believe in what's been sold to them about it.
Yeah, I think that's
how
exactly
are you combating that? Because, again, I can't.
I think we see it here. You see, so there's so many young people here, which is encouraging.
Yeah, but listen to the conversations.
Yeah.
Listen to some of their conversations. Go ahead.
Right, well, what I was saying is I think people are understanding that free stuff is not possible. Santa Claus is not possible. Everyone, that's how they're selling it. We're going to give you, everyone gets a job, everyone gets health care, everyone gets a house. And when you stop and think about it, anyone with half a brain understands there's no way to do that unless you take from some people and give to other people. It's common sense.
And most people don't want to take stuff from other people.
Right.
But they don't realize that that's exactly what's happening.
And most people don't want things taken from them.
Yeah.
The minute you realize, things are being taken away from me, not given to me, they're out.
Yeah, I think I have, and you tell me if this you think would work with the young people. I think I have a solution for this, okay? Those ones that want socialism. I'll forgive their debt. I'll work to forgive their college debt. But they have to go to a socialist nation for 2 years. Hop on a plane. We drop them off in Venezuela or Cuba or something like that. But you can't have your phone, though.
Right.
Can't have your cell phone. You have to live true socialism. You use as much toilet paper as the government tells you you can.
You get as much food as they let you have.
Bingo. Exactly. It's just amazing.
They'd be out so fast.
The misconception of what they have of what socialism is. Is always amazing to me.
You tell people free everything, of course they're going to want it, but when they stop and think about it, and you show them examples, you show them Venezuela, there's no way that's how they want to live.
Well, God bless you for doing this, because I tell you, guys my age, we're, and there's a lot of us here. You look at Radio Row, let's just be honest about it. There are a lot of old white guys hanging out here. And I keep telling them, you scream all you want to, you're not going to reach that millennial, that Gen Zer, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
We have to help the younger guys in their quest and getting their message out, because they're going to reach them, not me.
Absolutely. And you see conservatives getting criticized. There's the meme culture, there's social media culture. If you're not reaching people, I understand it's not your ideal version of conservatism, but if you're not reaching them at all, you might as well not be getting any message to them.
But what is conservatism? Because when you say that, I get 22 of you guys in a room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get 23 different descriptions of what it is, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody's got their
own, which I think is a good thing. It's to our benefit that, we have individuals who believe in different things and we can, responsibly discuss those things.
Agree, but sometimes what we do is we try to push us all and go, no, you can't do that.
And we have a purity test, which I think is more destructive to us than it is beneficial.
No, I agree with you. I think you guys, everybody's got their group. Everybody's got the group that they reach, and I think we need to help each other reach that group.
Absolutely.
And, I think I saw it up there earlier. Was it Lesbians for Trump or something? or Transgenders for Trump or something like that? And a couple of guys were making disparaging comments. I go, look, this is what kills us.
Yeah.
If they want to be for Trump, leave them alone.
Right, right.
Right?
excuse me, it doesn't do anyone any good to be disparaging members of the party and saying, you're not pure enough. If you believe in 80%, that was Reagan's thing, 80%.
Yeah.
If we can agree on that, let's work together. Yeah. And that's what Blaze Media is trying to do, is just, we all the hosts don't agree on everything.
Yeah.
But if you believe in the Constitution, you believe in limited government, we can work together.
Like I say it on my show all the time, talk with other conservatives, don't poo-poo them, because They have a different way of coming at it than you do. We all want the same things, liberty, freedom. We want to be able to live our lives. And they just come at it differently, and they're going to reach people you're not going to. So shut up.
Exactly. There you go. Couldn't have put it better.
John, pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Not really. We're back now. Joe, the senior host of the Look. Again, we got a lot of great interviews, you know, after the normal mainstream that went through there, because you got a couple of very busy days. It's hard to keep up with everybody. Another fellow that showed up at the desk a few minutes later was a fellow by the name of, now I think his name is Coy Griffin. And he was with Cowboys
for
Trump.
Hey, we're back.
And no, we're not. Shut up. And you're not back till I tell you you're back. Knock it off. Anyway, so Coy got in there, and apparently they went to the White House to give the president a saddle and a whole bunch of other stuff, and he wasn't there. And President Trump felt so bad about it that he ended up calling them and said, hey, I'm sorry I missed you guys. Would have loved to have spent some time with you. Would have loved to have made this work. And come to find out, he finally said, look, let's do this. When the weather's better, I have 20 acres on the south side of the White House. Bring in the boys with the horses. Now, at that point in time, you know, the people who take care of the lawn at the White House, they all passed out. Because, you know, that's a lot of damage and a lot of work that needs to be done. But truly, think about the people that are going to the White House right now. Think about the people that are showing up to hang out. It's not the guy that owes the IRS $4 million, you know, Sharpton, remember him? It's not Jay-Z, who talks about how you can slap them bees around and stuff like that. You know, it's amazing to me the difference in the people that come to the White House now. And even under George W., now some of you go, although you sound like you're making racist comments. No, I'm not. It has nothing to do with racism. And everything in the world to do with the realities of who got to go to the White House before, who got a chance to go in there and hang with the president, and who doesn't now. Just wrong. Again, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me during the break. Go up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can, what's that other thing they can do up there? Give me your email address. That's always fun. I send out an email once a week. You need to hear from me, because I want you to. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Survivors of the deadly tornado in Alabama sharing terrifying stories. One woman telling a reporter she's on the phone with her mother, and I kept telling her, I'm gone. More than 20 people killed as the massive tornado hits Lee County. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service.
We are upgrading that to an EF4, estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour.
Right now, search dogs on scene looking for people still unaccounted for. To Washington, D.C., where Democrats request more documents from President Trump. He says he's happy to turn over whatever they want.
You going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax.
And Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died. He had a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. We were playing clips, video clips, audio clips of the CPAC 2019 and some of the interviews that you didn't see, that you get a chance to listen to. I hope you enjoy these as much. As much as I enjoyed having a conversation with these people. This fellow's name is Coy Griffin, and he's with Cowboys for Trump. And apparently, you know what, instead of me trying to tell you what he did and why don't I let him do it? Don't you think that'd be a great idea?
I had to wait a little bit to get this next guest on. We had to find a place to hitch his horse up. I'm a city boy, can you tell? Coy Griffin is joining me. He's with Cowboys for Trump. You've actually met with Trump, President Trump, right?
I didn't meet with him. I spoke to him on the phone. Okay. I had the great honor of getting a visit
with
him.
That's too bad, because it would have been a great shot to get you guys riding up on the White House lawn with the horses.
Well, you know, and that's something that the president, whenever he called me, I was on my way back to Otero County, where I'm a county commissioner. I had a very important meeting to get back to, but he called me and he said, Coy, he goes, if you'll load those guys up and come back over, he goes, I'll receive you into the White House, because we brought him a cowboy hat. That's why we wanted to see him. So we brought him a hat. We wanted to get the hat to him. It didn't work out. He told me, he goes, man, he goes, I'm so sorry we didn't get you in here. And I told him, I said, I tell you what, Mr. President, it's okay, because what we'll do is this summer when the weather's a little bit nicer, I said, I'll get those original 13 guys that rode with me. We'll all get back together and we'll bring you that hat. And he told me when I told him that, he goes, man, Coy, that'd be amazing. He says, I tell you what, if you'll do that, when you get here, I got 20 acres on the south lawn, and the gate will be open for you.
That's great.
Yeah, so we're going to bring him that cowboy hat. But I tell you, the cowboy hat's a symbolism from our community, something that means a lot to us. And I tell you what, partner, if we've ever had a president in office that deserves a cowboy hat, it's Donald J. Trump.
Well, you're looking at you know, when it comes to cowboys, and I'll use the politically correct term, when it comes to cowboys and Indians and the Old West or what have you, I mean, that's Americana.
That's right.
The struggle that they went through and still go through today to a degree.
That's right.
The struggle they went through to settle this country,
yep,
acre by acre by acre,
yep,
is a big deal.
Yep.
And it speaks to Americanism.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it speaks to nationalism.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the cowboy, and I'm not just saying it because I am one, but the image of the cowboy is an image of perseverance and grit. And, you know, when we came out to make this horseback ride, we rode from Cumberland, Maryland to Washington, D.C., down the C&O Canal along the Potomac. And whenever we were gathering, we took a complete step of faith. But, man, I was watching that weather, and there was winter storm warnings and deep freezes and everything. And I just told those guys that rode with me, we might have to screw our hats down a little bit on this deal, and we might have to throw an extra jacket in, but we could get her done, and we got her done. You know, I mean, we did ride through some snow. We rode through some freezing rain.
Wow.
We rode about 20 to 25 miles a day, and we rode right through the middle of Washington, D.C. with our Trump flags, and the D.C. Metro Police, the Park Police, they're wonderful, wonderful men that are serving our communities. They stayed out in front of us, shut traffic intersections down, and provided a way for us to ride all around Washington, D.C.
All right, so now give me the real story. You're sitting around. I mean, come on, seriously. You're sitting around, right, and somebody says, you know, let's jump on a couple of horses and go to the White House.
Yeah.
So what really happened?
You know, honestly, me being a believer, a Christian, I believe all these great ideas come from the Lord. And it was just a gut idea, and I felt moved to do it because in New Mexico we are a border state that is affected directly by an unsecured border. So I could see the president taking a hard stand and showing strong leadership, and I just thought, how can we get out there, be a visual sign of our appreciation and our support for our president? And the whole deal is grassroots as grassroots gets. I mean, I started a Facebook page, put a little bit of information up on it, what I wanted to do. Started a GoFundMe page where people could give to support us to go out there. And I had about 30 minutes with the President of the United States on the phone, man.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and you know, I tell you what, my conversation with the president, whenever I first started off, you know, I just told him what an honor and privilege it was. And then I told him, I said, you know, Mr. President, I said, I know that there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks around you and a lot of critiques and a lot of people telling you you should be doing things differently. I said, but I would like to speak on behalf of myself as well as millions of others just like me. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. You're doing everything right, and we are proud of you, and we love to call you our president.
Yep.
You know, and I also told him, too, I said, and I'll tell you one more thing. I'm not trying to just butter you up, and I'm not just trying to tell you impressive words. I'm speaking from my heart. I said, I truly believe, Mr. President, by the time you're done with your second term, I said, I think Ronald Reagan's going to be standing in your shadow. I think you're that kind of a president because he's the people's president. One thing he told me, and I don't mean to just keep rambling, but he told me whenever I was talking to him, I was explaining to him in New Mexico and our counties are starting to push back against this liberal legislation that's infringing on our Second Amendment rights, and our county sheriff is not going to enforce those laws, and we call them Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Anybody out there want to look it up? The counties is where this movement needs to start. The counties need to get on their feet and push back against the liberalism. But I explained this to the president, and the president hadn't heard about it. But the president told me after I told him that, he goes, so it's starting to come back to us. And I said, excuse me, sir? He said, so it's starting to come back to us. And I just said, yeah, and I kind of agreed because I didn't really understand what he was telling me at that time. And I held that in my head, and I kicked it around for 2 or 3 days. What was he saying? And then I got it. What we were talking about at the time was power and how the republic was starting to wake up and how the power was shifting. And he said, so it's starting to come back to us, meaning the power is coming back to the people. But the most beautiful thing that he said was us.
Yeah.
He didn't say, so it's starting to come back to you guys. He's a president of the people.
Yeah.
He is one of us.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. That's what's going to make our president, I believe, that's what's going to make him go down as possibly the greatest president the United States has ever had.
I think the last State of of the Union address.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't think he was the president of the people during that State of the Union address, then your drugs, your medication was off or something.
But,
right?
But I'll tell you what, though, and it's very unfortunate and sad to say, but in America today, the liberal, there are not all, but many in the liberal left, they hate our country, man. Yeah. Whenever we rode, I'm telling you what, when we rode through Washington, D.C., there's a man that rides with me. His name's John Fox, and he rides this cool mule, and he's carrying the American flag on this limb that he found out somewhere, this big, gnarly limb, and it's the coolest image. Anybody out there wants to see it, it's at Cowboys for Trump on Facebook. But anyways, we're riding through D.C. He's on his mule. He looks like Quigley down under, man, flying that American flag. And I would watch people on the sidewalk whenever they were walking, and so many of them would look up at John Fox, and they'd look up at that flag, and they would just get a scowl on their face, and they'd look at the ground, and I thought, shame on you. If anything in America should put a smile on your face, it's that man John Fox carrying that American flag, man. You know? Well, rotten.
We've gotten to the point where we're ashamed. Yeah. No, I'm not ashamed to be an American. You know, I'm an American of Italian descent. My family came here and got green cards. They didn't walk over the Atlantic.
Sure.
They came by boat.
Sure.
They made a better life for themselves. Sure. They didn't hide in the shadows. You understand?
Sure. But you know, the liberal left right now, they're trying to say, well, we don't have a crisis on the border. There's no problem on the border. But you know, and we've always had illegal immigration. Well, you know, I'm on the border. My aunt and uncle had a ranch right on the southern border. Well, what's taken place over the years, we've always dealt with the illegals. But the thing in the past, though, has been, is most of those men were laborers, and women were laborers. So they were probably healthy. They probably had fairly decent hygiene.
No question.
And they came across and they were wanting to work. Well, the climate has changed. Yep. Now we're getting huge families and lots of small children, and many unaccompanied, out of the squalor of Guatemala. They sleep in the bar ditches of Mexico all the way up. They cross into our country, and they're infested with scabies and lice and flesh-eating bacteria, and get this, many diseases that we don't even vaccinate for anymore. Our children aren't even vaccinated for a lot of the diseases that these kids have, and it's a health threat.
And the kids get to go to school. Look, we're out of time. But you're right. I mean, a lot of things that they won't fess up to in California, kids can't go to school without every vaccine known to mankind, yet those kids can.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Quite
thanks, Joe. Cowboys for Trump on Hotmail. Look
Trump
us up
on Hotmail. And
I mean, not Hotmail, Facebook.
Yeah,
and we got an app, too. I'm new at all this stupid computer stuff.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Sound familiar? I'm new at all this, too. Been doing it for 9 or 10 years. I'm still new at this. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. A lot more coming back. We'll do some more interviews from CPAC. I'll grab some coffee. You're going to love it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to
right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just get right to it so we don't run out of time. You know, at CPAC, we do all kinds of interviews and get to meet some great people. There's only so much time. So I couldn't get them all out while I was there. Got a couple extra ones. Love for you to hear. Love for you to enjoy with me. Jenny Beth Martin joined me. She's co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. We talked about everything: border security, personal freedom, economic freedom. Where has the Tea Party been? Well, we'll let her tell you. What do you think? Maybe we'll let her tell you. maybe the internet will work right. We'll let her tell you. Anyway, while we're waiting for the internet to wind up, do you have to replace batteries for that thing or something?
Let me go crank.
For the internet, yeah. Get them. God, this is just amazing. God bless America. Come on, you can do it. Anyway, you want to do some singing?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? I'm serious. All right. So anyway, Jenna, you know, one of the things I didn't tease her about it, but I did make a comment that it's interesting that the Tea Party, you haven't heard a whole bunch about them, right? I'm not saying that they don't exist, they're not there, whatever, but I haven't heard a whole bunch. And now they seem to be active and cranking again. Here we go.
We're live at CPAC 2019. Last year I kept saying 2016. I don't know what happened. I mean, some people lose track of days. I lost track of years. I mean, that was really bad. Anyhow, I appreciate your time with me. You know, like I said, you got to get involved. You got to stay involved. You got to stay engaged. That's really the only way we make anything happen. It's the only way we're able to push through and truly, and I mean truly, make anything happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen, and take the poll there, but really I want your email address. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week. It ain't that hard, people. One email a week. I don't push for a sell. I just push for information. I push for you to get involved. I'm joined by Jenny Beth Martin. She's a co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. And Jenny Beth, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You know, I've been involved, I'll say off and on, because they've been off and on in my area. A hard area to I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a hard area to survive in. But I've been involved off and on with the Tea Party for years. And it seems to, and again, I'm just saying this because the vision is that it's kind of waned off or died off, if you would. Tell me the reality behind it.
Oh, well, the media has painted the vision that the Tea Party is dead pretty much since we began. I mean, they ignored how many people showed up in Washington, D.C. They didn't cover as much as they could have on tax days back in 2009. They have repeatedly had headlines that say the Tea Party is dead. But the fact is, the Tea Party isn't dead. The Tea Party, the modern Tea Party movement, is celebrating our 10th anniversary. The Tea Party movement is over 200 years old. We're doing what our founding fathers did, advocating for freedom, for personal freedom, economic freedom, and a debt-free future. And instead of just being on the streets protesting and yelling, that's important. It's important to do sometimes. And other times you've got to roll up your sleeves and get to work. And that's what we've done. And I think you can see the difference we've made when you look at the president and the Supreme Court.
Yeah. I agree that the Tea Party movement, and especially a few years back when President Trump was running in your face, in front of things, you know, making things happen and what have you. My fear is that they've been painted as such, even far past the right. Right? I mean, that's what they tried to do.
Well, that's what they've tried to do. If you can't win, you attack, and you attack, and you lie. We've seen that play out personally in this movement for the last 10 years. We're watching it play out right now with President Trump. And even in the hearings yesterday with Michael Cohen, we saw attacks of racism against members of Congress. It's a playbook that the left goes to when they can't win an argument.
Yeah, you're exactly right. What states do you seem to do better in?
Well, you're in the Los Angeles area of California, but if you just drive east about an hour over to Redlands, you'll find a Tea Party group. I was at that group in October, and there were almost 500 people in the room for their monthly meeting. So you've got some really strong groups in California. And then we have groups all over the country. Indiana, we're very strong in. Ohio, we're very strong in. Pennsylvania. And in fact, in 2016, we made over 1 million phone calls. I'm sorry, it was 2 million phone calls with volunteer activists into the state of Pennsylvania,
wow.
Including many from your state of California.
Wow. That, and again, you don't just, I would imagine, you don't just appeal to conservative Republicans. Because I remember when I first got involved, we had people from all walks of life.
That is absolutely correct. We have people who are engaged with us and they care about us, they want to have a better life for their family, they want to have lower taxes, more
All right, not to worry, because if you're watching the video, I am pressing buttons like crazy. Anyway, there we go. I think we're back.
Try again?
Yes. So we appeal to a broad group of Americans because we focus on personal freedom, economic freedom, and a debt-free future. People who want to have lower taxes, less regulations, who run their businesses, who care about seeing the economy grow, who care about what happens on the Supreme Court and the kind of decisions the Supreme Court makes. Those are the people who we attract.
Well, look, I know that I've seen the power. I've seen the good that you've been able to do. I hope that continues. I hope you can keep bringing people in. I have a lot of people that think that especially in California, we can't win. We're done.
Yeah, California. I had an email just today from someone in California who said, you haven't made any difference at all in California. And I understand that frustration. Part of the problem that you're facing in California is that people who share our values realize that they have choices, and many of those people are leaving California to other places in the country that have more freedom. Now, with that said, the people in California are making a huge difference in elections nationally. I mentioned how people from California called into California and Ohio. The group in Redlands, into Pennsylvania and also Ohio in the last election. In Redlands, they focused on Pennsylvania. Down in Orange County, they focused on Ohio. And they're calling voters and saying, if we don't get this right nationally, what is happening in our state is going to happen to you. Yeah. And it makes a huge difference, even though we still have a long way to go in California.
Yes. To put it lightly, I mean, anybody that's conservative on the right or has any kind of leading in that direction has a long way to go in California. So.
They do. I was speaking to someone 2 weeks ago who is from in Sacramento. They have a horse farm outside of the Sacramento area, and they just said, we're conservative and we're not leaving. We're not going to let them run us off. And they said, we're here for the long haul and we'll just keep fighting and standing for our values.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what you have to do.
Well, listen, tell people how they can get more information on you.
So to get more information, go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, teapartypatriots.org. And on tax day this year, April 15th, we are doing rallies around the country. The theme will be Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom. And I think in California, there are a lot of people who'd like to be able to stand for freedom in California. So plan a rally, and we'll help you get everything you need together.
I'll put your information out there. We'll see what we can do for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
You know,
Edward Woodson joins me.
Oh, God. I wish I had enough time for Ed. Maybe we'll put him on some other night. He's always a kick. I always enjoy having him on with me. Ed has his own show called the Edward Woodson Show. And, again, look, the election, for all intents and purposes, the next presidential election is right around the corner. And don't sit there and wait till you start seeing things really heat up. Don't sit there and wait and say, well, okay, I'm ready now. Now is the time to start looking at where the headquarters of the outlets that are going to be set up around you to maybe, whether it's for Republicans, conservatives, Tea Parties, whatever you feel comfortable belonging to, whatever group you feel comfortable working and dealing with. You need to be ready to go and not a month out. I always say the same thing about Republicans. We're terrible at this. We always wait to 4 or 5 or 6 months out and go, oh, yeah, but by the way, I got so-and-so who wants to run for office. It needs to be 2 years out. You need to be taking these people around in your neighborhoods. You need to be making sure that people in your neighborhoods know who they are, know what they need to do to help get that person elected. And, you know, social media now is the way to go. They're really going to be clamping down over the next year. If you think it's hard to get a conservative message out now, yeah, wait till April of 2020. Wait till you see how hard it is then to get a message out. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Write this down for future use. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Look, have a great and wonderful rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here tomorrow.